Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about September being National Preparedness Month.
The big push from FEMA right now is to build a culture of preparedness. If you haven't noticed in the last few years, FEMA has been all over the place, and I think they're at a point where they're tired of responding to everywhere and being there for months on end. And if individuals and local communities are more prepared, that's less work for FEMA to do, and it's just better for everyone if you're more prepared, because if you mitigate some of your losses, you're not going to have the insurance claims, you're not going to have as much damage, and it's better in the long run for everyone.
When it comes to preparedness, is it preparedness for natural disasters? What all does this type of preparedness relate to?
So it's preparedness for everything, and it's a whole community approach is the push that's come out since 2008, is that know your own risk. If you live in Iowa, there's a risk for flooding, there's a risk for tornadoes, there's a risk for winter storms. I mean, we see it every year. So why not prepare for it if you know that the chances are that that's going to happen?
If we go from a broad scope down to a smaller scope, ending with an individual, from a county and a community standpoint, what are some things that go on, not only during Preparedness Month, but things that the county and the community do to help with preparedness?
So the county has all kinds of plans. That's one of the main things that I deal with each year, is we have to update our plans to make sure that we're prepared. We've got 15 emergency support functions, and they each focus on a little piece of the big puzzle. In school, you do tornado drills, you do fire drills, so that you know if something happens, you're prepared for it. And that's one of the things, one of the small pieces that we do is training. So we do planning, we do training, and then we do exercises as well.
Can you give some examples as to what some of those situations are that you guys drill for?
We've done tabletop exercises for ice storms, for in the event that the business loses power and they're without power for a number of days. With public health, they've got, you know, a lot of clients who are all over the county. So some of them might be without power. And how does the care for those clients differ? What would you do if a tornado hit? And not just short term, but long term. If a tornado hits your house, where are you going to stay? How long are you going to have to stay there? How long until you get short-term housing? How long until you have a new place to live? How are you paying for this? How are you mentally handling it? So there's lots of different pieces that go into preparedness. But one of the big things is a plan. Your family and where they might be during a day. And there are lots of different situations that we could face. So if a tornado hits now versus a month ago, your kids are at school now, whereas they weren't a month ago. Depending on the time of day, how do you get reunited with your family? There's the planning, and one of the other big things is having a kit. Do you know how to do CPR? Do you know how to treat an injury until medical care, until medical providers can get to it? I know I'm going to miss something, so I do have a list on the county website, and this information is all out there on the FEMA website, on ready.gov. So some of the basic things you want in your kit is a flashlight, batteries for your flashlight, a weather radio, so that if you lose power and there's a storm, you can still get notifications. You can have a backup charger for your cell phone, so that if you lose power and your cell phone's about to go dead, do you have a way to get power to that phone, since it pretty much is a lifeline for everybody these days. You should have non-perishable food, extra water. Cash is a good thing to have on hand. If you know that there's a risk for something, make sure you get your car has at least half a tank of gas, because again, if there's no power, you're not going to be able to fill up your tank. And if you need to evacuate, you can't evacuate without gas in your car.
There are some themes during the course of the month. What are some of those important topics that are discussed?
So week one is to make and practice your plan. Make sure you've got your plans in place. And just like schools and firefighters and everybody does, practice it. Sit down and have these conversations with your family. And the next theme is to learn life-saving skills. So CPR is the one that everybody really thinks about. But right now there's a huge push from the federal government at the state level for Stop the Bleed training. And there's a push from the healthcare coalitions to get this training out to as many people as possible. And they're trying to get more trainers. So if your church organization or business or schools want this training, reach out to me or to public health, and we'll put you in contact with people who can teach this. You're the help until help arrives. And if a lot of people are injured, the more people who know the basics, life-saving skills can help a greater amount of people if first responders aren't going to be able to arrive for a while.
That's today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.